Dr. Monica Hebel is a dentist on Milwaukee's Northwest Side. She's also chair of the American Dental Association's Council on Access, Prevention, and Interprofessional Relations. She shared her perspective on the state's situation with Mitch Tyke. She says the Pew report squares with her experience.
Access to care for underserved poor children is difficult. I was surprised that we were as low on the list as we were, but we are the fifth lowest in Medicaid reimbursement rates across the country.
So then given that information, it doesn't necessarily surprise you that that we are as low as we are.
Right, and also our experience at the office with how many calls we get every day for people looking for a dentist under this program is just unbelievable. So, yeah, very clear that we have a problem.
The authors of the Pew Trust report described the situation nationally as a crisis. Would you say is it a crisis in Wisconsin?
I would say it is a crisis in Wisconsin. We don't want to see what happened in Maryland with Diamante Driver, who was a 12-year-old boy who died of untreated dental disease, happen in Wisconsin. And so any attention we can get to this problem through media and advocacy awareness is really important.
Well, and you know, what is the upshot? What happens to a childhood population that doesn't have regular access to dental care?
Well, this is a totally preventable disease. And so through education and prevention, other populations have really been able to eliminate dental disease for kids. It's just underserved kids that have the majority of the disease, and we can do something about that. That's what's kind of frustrating from my perspective, is that this is a solvable problem. It's a tough problem, but it's definitely solvable.
Well, as the head of the committee within the ADA that looks specifically at issues of access, I mean, is the chief issue in Wisconsin Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement rates?
Well, I think that this has to be attacked from multiple approaches, and that reimbursement rates are one part of that problem. But really, whatever program you have has to be economically sustainable, and that has been missing from this program in Wisconsin for quite some time through Republican governors, Democratic governors, Republican legislators, Democrats. Doesn't really matter, because people don't seem to place a high priority on oral health care. I think because they don't understand that your overall health depends on your oral health so much.
And how is that? Connect the dots for us. I mean, you mentioned that dental disease is something that's eminently preventable, but how does having unhealthy dental hygiene impact your overall health beyond just your teeth?
Well, the most simple is that when you have a cavity that doesn't get filled, it progresses and turns into an infection, which becomes a medical emergency and can swell your airway shut and go to your brain, and that's what happened to Diamante. But what other things that can happen is that if you have diabetes, you can have a really hard time controlling your gum disease, and if you have gum disease, you can have a really hard time controlling your sugars. And so diabetes patients should really have a dental home. So it's not just kids that have a difficult time in Wisconsin. I know that's the focus of this, but adults have an even worse time. So, and there's heart connections with heart disease, and also there are some studies that show some connections to low birth weight babies. And so some of those connections are a little bit tenuous, but as we go further along, more and more research is showing how important good oral health is to your overall health.
How do you approach the issue of providing care to Medicaid patients in your own practice?
We set aside Thursdays to be our Medicaid day, and it allows for us to, you know, do some practice management so that we can see as many patients as we can and be as productive as we can. But with the reimbursement rates at 35 cents on the dollar and overhead running 60, 65 cents, and that doesn't even include the dentist's salary in that, it's difficult. And that's why it's not something that you can have an entire practice that's Medicaid, or your bottom line, you wouldn't be able to pay your bills. So that's why in the Central City, we used to have many dentists, but as the reimbursement didn't keep up with the economies, that people moved out, and we don't have as many dental practices in areas where you have a high concentration of underserved patients.
And you are not in the central city, but how does your location, what about the physical access to care? Why are you where you are?
Well, we actually were on 27th and Wells. I practiced with my brother-in-law, and his father started the practice and has been involved with the Medicaid program since its inception. We've decided when the building was leaking and having many issues that we would move our practice in 2000. And we chose this location so that we could remain on three bus lines and remain accessible because transportation is one of the big issues. So we decided that we would like to continue to provide care, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to do so under these economic constraints. We have federally qualified health centers across the country, which is a very important part of the safety net, but they get an enhanced rate, and that helps with the bottom line. Now, in exchange for that enhanced rate, they take uninsured patients as well. And so it's just, we tried to do contracting where a private dentist would be able to contract with a federally qualified health center and see some of those, so they could increase how many patients they were seeing and then pass through some of those rates. But the state ended that program. And so that's kind of disappointing because it's difficult no matter what provider you have. It's difficult under these economic constraints to be able to take care of the need that's out there.
One of the ideas that the authors of this Pew report brought up, and one that's in practice next door in Minnesota, for example, is the issue or the idea of creating a new class of professionals who could provide kind of mid-level dental services and reduce the demand on dentists themselves. What is your take on the idea of either dental therapists as a class of provider or expanding training for hygienists or other dental assistants to deal with some of the high demand?
Well, I think we already have mid-level providers to a certain extent. We have hygienists, and in the state of Wisconsin, they can practice in three settings, the settings where the underserved patients are, and bill directly to Medicaid. So I think that we have dental assistants and hygienists. Hygienists can't find jobs, and there's capacity for dentists to treat patients right now with the economic downturn. And so I think that we need to more efficiently and effectively use the workforce that we have rather than to create training programs, which has an expense all on its own, and have mid-levels that would go out and need the same equipment that I need, so the overhead would be the same, and it wouldn't be sustainable under the current economic payment system. And so I just don't see it as having a very big effect. It would just be another drop in the bucket, and it really isn't going to solve the access problem. We really need to get out of the idea that we're going to treat our way out of this problem. We need to educate and prevent our way out of this problem. And so the ADA has a program. It's a community dental health coordinator, which is a person, might be a hygienist, an assistant, or just somebody who has an interest in this area and would be taught to do dental education, navigation, and then go out into the community, hopefully be from that community, so that they can meet patients where they are, and then refer those patients back to the dentist so that for those more difficult needs and where you need the equipment, that they would be going to see a dentist. I think it's really important that we keep the team intact, because what's happening in Minnesota is the independent practice of dental therapy can lead to another barrier where a patient would be seen by a therapist but then have to go for something and have to find another location, another dentist, some other location. And that's very difficult for people.
If a Medicaid recipient wanted to get into your practice to see you or another dentist, how long a wait do they have at this stage?
We doubled the number of people who are covered back some years ago. So we went from 500,000 people covered to 1 million. And we didn't do anything to the network of providers and didn't make it so that they were had economic purchasing power. And so right now, you need somebody. Coverage is good. You can, but you need a wary consumer, somebody who is, wants to get this care, and they need to get on the phone and call and get an appointment, you know, sometimes months away. And that can be really frustrating and then hard to remember when the day finally comes and arrives. And so I think that's why the navigation is so important, because it really is all about relationships. And if a navigator had a relationship with a dentist and they triage a patient and find out that that person needs to get in right away, they can help that patient navigate the system. And just having people who are doing the treatment in a couple more areas is not going to make the difference. We need to teach people how to take care of their teeth so that they can maintain their own oral health. We need to teach them about nutrition, stay away from soda, Kool-Aid, and juice, and make sure that they value prevention so that they don't get into the trouble in the first place.
Monica Hebel, thank you so much for sharing your perspective with us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Monica Hebel is a dentist in private practice on Milwaukee's Northwest Side. She's also chair of the American Dental Association's Council on Access, Prevention, and Interprofessional Relations, and a former president of the Wisconsin Dental Association. She spoke with Mitch Tyke. There is a link to the report from the Pew Trusts on access to dental care for poor children at wuwm.com/legeffect. We talk with astronomy contributor Gene Creighton more than once in a blue moon, but up next, it's the moon itself that takes center stage. Lake Effect returns with that in just a moment on WUWM.